Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. A group of local citizens made a presentation to local officials last week on improving conditions at the Brevard High School football field. Last season, the rain and multiple use of the field turned it into a field of mud, and some locals want to see artificial turf installed. Head high school football coach and athletic director Mark Barnes says something needs to be done as the field is a community resource. Transylvania School Superintendent Dr. Jeff McDerris was at the presentation last week and agrees that something has to be done.
We're really down to a situation where there's some givens. Number one, we're going to have to do something with the field. We know that. It has huge ramifications. It's not just the school system issue, it's a community issue. Brevard College, Brevard Youth Football, Transylvania County Youth Soccer. So it's a community issue. And we realize that just because it's located at Brevard High School, that we are all a part of the process to try to improve that.
McDerris says the local schools are setting priorities for their budget for the next year while waiting on funding information from Raleigh. That probably will not come until May. He says the timing is not good on some things that need to be done now, but McDerris says there are options.
One is just to try to get it green for next fall, knowing that it's not going to be green very long, all the way up to artificial turf. Drainage systems have to be looked at. That's part of the problem. The other problem is that it gets a lot of heavy use because it is a community field. But at the end of the day, we're going to try to do something to make sure it's safe for our kids, and also something that I think the entire Transylvania County community can feel pride in.
McDerris says there's no magic bullet, but the schools are exploring all the possibilities at this point, including possible grants. The Transylvania Community Arts Council will once again host the Transylvania County Student Art Show this year. That exhibit will run from April 5th through the 23rd. Tammy Hopkins, Executive Director of the Arts Council, says it's one of their favorite exhibits each year, and the look on the kids' faces when they see their art on the walls is priceless. An opening reception will be held with the students on Thursday, April 8th, starting at 4:30. The exhibit is sponsored by the schools, the Arts Council, and Headwaters Outfitters. The Transylvania Heritage Museum has moved. They'll celebrate a grand reopening tomorrow at 1 p.m. Rebecca Sudruth, the museum director, says the event will feature tours and that former U.S. Congressman Charles Taylor and his wife will be there. The museum will now be at 192 West Main Street in a large 1905 white house owned by the Taylors. Improvements have already started on the house and the grounds, including a new deck and garden, and plans are being made for music on the porch during the warmer months. In sports, Brevard senior forward Jonathan Whitson was chosen for the National Association of Basketball Coaches All-Southeast Region men's basketball team for the second straight season this week. For the year, Whitson set several records for Brevard, including most free throws made, most consecutive free throws made in a row, and also set the school record for most consecutive free throws made during a game and field goals made in a game. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.